Thank you. Hello. It's been a long day for you guys, I know. But so I'll take your 15 minutes. So I would like to thank my co-authors first. And one of them is back there, Jared Wu. And I would like to also thank my guide, Dr. Sharon Homan. And we did this project as a part of the course curriculum and during fall 2014. So let's get started. I don't have any relationships to disclose. So the main objective of this study was to determine the possible association between birth weight and the following mental health outcomes in school-age children 6 to 17 years old. So ADHD or ADD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and depression. So for background, around 4 million Americans under age of the 18 have a serious mental disorder. An estimated 21% of children aged 9 to 17 years have a diagnosable mental illness or disorder. And also the previous studies or literature have shown an association between low birth weight specifically and some mental health disorder. So in this study, I focused on the all different categories of the birth weight. So first of all, I would like to tell you about ADHD or ADD. We are giving more efforts to find better ways to manage this mental disorder, and possible causes of this disorder is brain injury as well as environmental exposure such as lead, alcohol and tobacco use during pregnancy, premature delivery, and low birth weight. While depression is one of the most important cause of disease burden in the United States, and it's also linked to chronic diseases. And the interesting fact is that it is difficult to determine whether depression is the result of unhealthy behavior or whether depression causes that behavior. So it's a smoking, alcohol consumption, physical inactivity, sleep disturbance. And significantly greater percentage of lifetime major depression have been reported among women more than men. And examining the ethnic differences reveals the lifetime percentage of depression of 6.52% in whites, 4.57% among blacks, and 5.17% among Hispanics. So methods. For this study, I used the data from the 2011-2012 National Survey of Children's Health collected information on physical and mental health status of children, access to care, and other relevant information of a child's family and neighborhood. So in this survey, they actually identified the households with at least one child aged 0 to 17 years and carried out through the random digit dialing through telephone survey. And one index child aged 0 to 17 was selected to interview from each household. And ultimately, data was weighted to represent the population of all non-institutionalized children less than 18 years of age in all 50 states, including DC. So measures were the outcome variables, ultimate outcome variables, as I mentioned, was the ADD or ADHD and depression, and all outcome variables have a dichotomous response of yes or no. So let's look at the independent variables in which the child characteristics and family characteristics. Child characteristics were the first of all the age, which is 6 to 17 years old, and only included children with the complete data, and categorized participants into boys and girls. We also categorized age groups, which is elementary children, which is from 6 to 10, middle school children, 11 to 13, high school children, 14 to 17. And race, it's Hispanic, white, non-Hispanic, black non-Hispanic, and multiracial non-Hispanic. For family characteristics, we included SES, socioeconomic status, which is at or under federal poverty level and over federal poverty level, and household status, single mother, no father, and other. As well as we considered maternal age for that, which is important, and group 1 includes the below 40 years and group 2 includes above 40 years, and it's at the time of the interview. This is the most important independent variable, which is the birth weight categories, and we included this category from the CDC side. And there is one little mistake: for very low birth weight, it should be less than 1500 grams. Low, healthy, and macrosomia. After this selecting variables, we created a conceptual model, which is the birth weight, which is an independent variable. After that, these are the covariates, which we looked for, and we controlled for these confounders. So age, sex, socioeconomic status, maternal age, race, household status. And then we checked for these two different outcomes, depression and ADHD. This was the final logistic model, multiple logistic regression model, and in this one the birth weight is the most important independent variable, and we included all other variables to control. So as I said, we use multiple logistic regression modeling, and we incorporated survey weights, through which we ultimately can generalize the results for all of them, and estimated the odds ratios associated with the very low and low birth weight, macrosomial birth weight, as a predictors of ADD, ADHD, and for depression among children 6 to 17 years. So we used healthy birth weight as a reference category. And SAS 9.3 used for this data analysis. So as you can see in this demographic table, the gender, according to gender, it was approximately similarly distributed in all of the categories. And in age, it was the 6 to 10 was the considered for the 50% of the participants, and other two categories were 25 or around 30. In maternal age, most of the mothers were the, below 40 at the time of the interview. And socioeconomic status, you can see that the other three categories were the over federal poverty level, most of them, but the macrosomia was the 81% were under poverty level, under federal poverty level. And that's the most important thing, I think so. So, and the other categories were the household status, and it's a single mother, no father, and other. This is the breakdown for race. So this is the most important table of this study. For the table includes the point estimate for all categories and for the reference categories versus the other three categories, and 95% confidence limits for that. So from 95% confidence limits, we can look for the statistically significant values. So you can just go through the last line, which is the statistically significant. So it's a 1.3 odds ratio, and confidence limits were 1.1 to 1.8. And this one, unfortunately, this one is the only one which is a statistically significant result for the study. So key findings were the low, as you can see from the previous table, low birth weight categories was not statistically significantly associated with the outcomes. But and other point is that there is no statistically significant association between any birth weight categories and ADD and ADHD. But the statistically significant result was the children with macrosomial birth weights have a statistically higher odds of having depression when compared to healthy birth weight, which was 1.3, so ultimately 30% higher odds of having that outcome for macrosomial. So ultimately, I want to conclude that this study adds to the body of the evidence that the birth weight, specifically macrosomial birth weight, is the probable risk factor for some of the mental health outcomes such as depression and ADD or ADHD. And this negative effects can affect the children. And maybe, as I said, the interesting fact is that we don't know that the depression causes the healthy behavior, unhealthy behavior, or unhealthy behavior causes the depression. So we should further study in that as well, because this is the cross-section study. We cannot establish the temporality in this. And the relation of the birth weight to ADD and ADHD needs further study. For the strengths, we can test multiple outcomes, and model has very many covariates and independent variables, so we address the confounders through the stratification of the all categories, and we characterize the population, which is the 6 to 17 years old children. The limitation was, as I said, it's a difficult to imply causation through this direct analysis of the cross-sectional survey. And the different disorders measured in different ways. So both disorders measured in different ways through their physicians and through the survey. And NCHS data is reported by the mother, so there may be information bias. And found unfortunately no association between low birth weight and depression. So implication of the studies was the program should be created for the mothers with the children who have low birth weight as well as macrosomial birth weight. So we need to address this birth weight categories, and we need to look for the possible treatments for this special children. And general testing for mental health should possibly include this significant predictive risk factor. And possibly we should create a tool for predicting mental health status. So these are my references, and any questions? Thank you.
We are going really good with the time. We have about 5 minutes for questions for Mr. Patel. Anybody? All right. Actually, I have a question. It is related to social demographics. Additional, I was wondering if you were interested to look if race and education have been
any impact over them.
Right.
Actually, we looked at that as well, but unfortunately, we did not get any statistically significant results. So, when we ran the analysis, we first of all we looked for the each independent variables, that there is any statistically significant result we are getting or not. But after that, we knew that only one statistically significant result was the macrosomial birth weight and the ultimate outcome with related to depression. So we did not get any statistical significant results for that. I'm sorry. But sure, we should, and I'm still interested to search more for this racial, because I know that according to races and different categories of age, there is special consideration for some children. We should go for the treatment and everything. I'll look for that.
All right. Thank you very much. Anybody else wants to address any additional question? Well, I cannot pass the ball to you. You know, go so easy. So I have another question for you.
Sure.
It's related to the completeness of data.
Mm-hmm.
You are mentioning that you guys excluded the data,
mm-hmm.
which was not complete, and I was wondering if you have an approximate percentage of how many people they were excluded and if they were significantly different in respect to the characteristics.
Yeah, sure. So when we ran the analysis, we first of all, that's the only two main exclusion criteria were there. First of all, the completeness of data, and another one was the age. So we excluded the first age categories, and after that we ran for the completeness of data, and in that we found that around 7.5% of the whole data, that for that age specific age category 6 to 17, we did not get that complete data, so we removed them. So we can address that through going each and every subject, that how much data was incomplete. But then it was too much complex method we were going on in that for that specific concern, so we removed all of them to maintain the validity. So it was around 7.5% of that category.
All right, thank you very much. Anybody else? Any questions? Okay, I guess we are running.